We're doing Ischayah. We're up to the 10th chapter, the 5th Pasuk. And the Navi was describing the great military campaign that is yet to be. The Navi had turned to the nations. And he said, I'm so upset at these nations. I appointed them responsible for my children, Israel. I appointed them as shepherds. And what did they do? And so the Navi had said, Al ha'ro'im chara api in Pasuk Gimel, I am upset at these shepherds. And Hashem says, I will take the leaders to task. Atudim is like the big animals, but it's a reference to the leaders of the Babylonian Empire. Because I've come to take my sheep back. And now I will make my sheep, my people of Israel, successful at war. And they will appoint their own king. And they will appoint their own offensive. And the Navi continues and says in Pasuk Hey, Vayuch giborim bosim betit chutzot bamilchama venilchamo ki Adonai imam. And when they go out to war, even though they're a nation that has not been trained at war, but they will be as though they were brave warriors. Vayuch giborim. They will be like brave warriors, because really they're not. Bosim betit chutzot bamilchama, just as brave warriors trample through the tar, through the pitch at war, they too will charge forward and will go undeterred. Vinilchamu, and they will fight their battles, even though they haven't been trained to fight battles. Nonetheless, they will fight as men of war do, and the reason is ki Hashem imam, because Hashem is with them, and He will lead them to victory. Ve'ovishu rochevei susim. And even though they're going to fend off against nations that are riding on horses, they will put them to shame. Ve'gibarti et beit Yehuda ve'et beit Yosef oshia ve'hoshevotim ki richamtim. Hashem says, "V'gibarti, I will strengthen et Beit Yehuda, the house of Judah, ve'et Beit Yosef Oshia, and the 10 tribes. I will save them as well. V'hoshivotim, and I will return them to their land. Kiri chamtim, because I will have mercy over them. V'ayu kasher lo zenachtim, and they will be as though I had never left them, as though I had never forsaken them." Ki ani Adonai Eloheim ve'enem. Hashem says, because I am Hashem, I am their God, I control the good and I control what happens in the world, and so I will answer them and I will make them successful. Ve'ayuch gibor Ephraim v'samach libam kemo yayin. Hashem says, and even though Ephraim too, they haven't been trained to fight, nonetheless, they will be kegibol, they will be like a great warrior, and when they are so successful in their military campaign, they will be happy just as one is happy when he drinks a good wine. Uvnehem yiru v'sameichu yagel libam badonai. And their sons will see their parents' military success, they will be happy, and they will be happy as they recognize that the salvation is God-given. They'll realize that it's unnatural. Eshreka lahem v'akabitzeim kifiditim. Hashem says, I will whistle to them. Now, when you want to whistle, you can get someone's attention with the whistle. Right? You can whistle and draw someone's attention. So Hashem says it's an old thing that people would whistle to get someone's attention. You know how to put 2 fingers in your mouth? I don't know how to do that. And get someone's attention. So Hashem says, I will whistle to those out in exile. I will signal them to come. I will regather them because I kifid ditim, because I have now come, I have redeemed them. Viravu kimo ravu. And then they will multiply just as they multiplied when they left, when they were in Egypt. They'll have many children at a shot. And so when I redeem them, Hashem says, they will multiply. They'll be big in numbers. And even though they've been scattered among the nations, the Ezra'im means not I will do, but even though I initially, this is what I did, I scattered them among the nations, uvamer chakim, and even though I scattered them far out, yizkiruni, nonetheless, they remember me, Hashem says, look at all the diaspora, look wherever you go, they still remember me. V'chayu et b'neihem v'ashavu. And that's why they will live with their children, and they will ultimately return to the land of Israel. V'chayu et b'neihem over here means im b'neihem. Et can sometimes in Tanakh means with. V'ashivotim me'eretz Mitzrayim u'me'ashur akabitzem. Hashem says, I'll bring them back to their land. I'll bring them from Egypt. I'll bring them back from Ashur. And over here, the simple reading of these verses is that Hashem is saying that He will bring back the 10 tribes as well. Ve'el eretz Gilad ulvanon aviyem ve'lo yimatzei lahem. I'll bring them back to the eastern side of the Jordan. We've yet to see that happen. Ve'el eretz Gilad ulvanon. So the simple reading of Levanon is that that's the north. That's where Lebanon, yeah, Lebanon, where they had the trees growing. Our tradition is that Lebanon is a reference to the Beit HaMikdash, that the Beit HaMikdash is called Lebanon. Again, two levels of interpretation. One is because they used cedar trees from Lebanon to build the Beit HaMikdash, but that's not our tradition. Our tradition is that the Beit HaMikdash is called Lebanon because the word Lebanon could be an active, a verb form of the color white, to whiten. Levanon could mean to whiten. And being that the Beit HaMikdash whitens, it cleanses our sins, so that's why our tradition is that Levanon, often in Tanakh, is a reference to the Beit HaMikdash, which is Malbin Avonoteim Shel Yisrael. It whitens, it bleaches, it cleanses the sins of Israel. So Hashem says, I will regather them to the land of Gilad, to the Levanon, ve'lo yimatzei lahem, and they won't have enough room. The Navi in Zechariah is telling us what we saw earlier, what we saw in Yechezkel, that there are going to be so many Jews here in Israel, ve'lo yimatzei lahem, even though they will reconquer all of Israel and the eastern side of the Jordan, they won't have enough room. Ve'aval bayam tzaram. And then the nations throughout the seas, the nations throughout the lands, will have a bad time. And here there's a dual meaning to what's going on here. In order to understand this, so we have to first introduce a few ideas. Throughout the Tanakh, we find the Navi discussing the island of Tzor. I think they translate it as Tyre. And there was an island named Tzor. There was really such a place. But we have a tradition that except for, I think, five places, everywhere that the Navi speaks about Tzor, he's not talking about the island Tyre. He's talking about the Edomite Empire, and the capital of the Edomite Empire was Tzor. So when the Navi speaks about what's going to happen to Tzor, sometimes it's a little difficult because the Navi speaks about how the sea is going to flood over this island Tzor. And then Chazal come along and say, yeah, but he wasn't talking about the island. He was talking about the whole Edomite Empire. Tzor is a metaphor for everything else. Chazal in the Midrash discussed I think there are five exceptions where Tzor is not Edom. So that's point number one. Now point number two. You notice the similarity between Tzor and Sarah, Sarah and Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim and Sarah. So Va'aval bayam tzara. Through the nation, there's going to be a tzara, and the tzara is going to be on Tzor. Vehika bayam galim. And this tzara, this dire moment, is going to arouse waves in the sea. Vehovishu kol mitzulot yeor. And the the tzara and the waves are going to cause the depths of the Nile to dry out. V'hurad ge'o nashuv v'shevet Mitzrayim yasur. And then the Assyrian pride and the staff of Egypt, the strength of Egypt, will all pass on. And we have a tradition that he began by talking about Tzor, even though he doesn't overtly talk about Tzor. But being that he speaks about the sea, and Tzor is the island in the sea, and he talks about the Tzara, so he's talking about the Tzara that's going to come to Tzor. But if you read the Pasuk, you don't see it, right? The Pasuk seems to be talking about what's going to happen to Egypt and Ashur. So Chazal had a tradition that, no, he's talking about what we an idea that we find in other prophets, and that is that the whole island of Tyre is going to sink. The water will overcome it. Which again, Chazal interpreted to mean metaphorically, that it's not talking about the great tsunami that sunk the island of Tyre. It's talking about what's yet to happen to Esau.
There is Tyre and Lebanon. It's like one of the cities in Lebanon is Tyre.
Okay, but that's not the one we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
So we'll get to that in the Ramban. Yes. Yes. V'gibaltim ba'Adonai u'vishmo yitalachu ne'um Adonai. Hashem says, I will strengthen Israel with the salvation of Hashem. And Hashem says, I say that it is with my name, with my support, that you will advance with confidence, you will fight off the Egyptian threat, the Assyrian threat, and you will be brave and successful. And that is the conclusion of this prophecy. And next week, Bezat Hashem, next week, you guys have off, it's Hanukkah. So I'd love to learn, but I think you guys are out. So if you want to come, maybe you and I, we could set up at home, we could learn. But so those of you who want to learn next week, we'll do something special, Be'ezrat Hashem. But be in touch, because we'll do it at home, I guess. The Navi is going to start a totally different note. Here he was talking about the salvation, and now the Navi is going to talk about something, the exact opposite, the ultimate destruction of the Second Temple. And the Navi goes from one prophecy, the prophecy of salvation, which could have been understood, the salvation of the exile of the first temple, and then he is advancing chronologically. Or else, as we said, Zechariah is the least understood prophet. Rashi says it, Chazal indicated. So it could be that Zechariah was talking about the ultimate salvation. If we're going to say he's talking about the ultimate sinking of Edom and Mitzrayim and Ashur, and then he turns back to talk about what was imminent, only a few hundred years away, which was the destruction of the temple. So, okay, we'll pick up here Bezat Shem next week. Or